Hey, everybody. Dennis Prager on this Tuesday. Tomorrow, I will be in Minnesota for the great Minnesota anniversary of one of my favorite stations in America, the Twin Cities Salem station. So anyway, I'm here in LA today, and it's a very interesting question, which I'm surprised that Vegas doesn't have betting odds on this. Will there be a ban on travel for the non-vaccinated? The interesting thing is that I suspect that most vaccinated people would be in favor of it. You think I'm right? You think if most vaccinated people had a vote, they would ban from travel? You can't go anywhere on train, bus, or I wonder would they hold that true for the subway, which is you're far more packed together than anywhere. Would they say that on the subway in New York as well? There is a real anger that is being fostered by people who thrive on hatred of some America. There has to be a group of Americans to hate for the left, otherwise life is not filled. So it's not fulfilling. Right? If you voted for Trump, you're hated. So that's half the country. And hated. I mean hated. I can say on a Bible that I don't hate people who voted for Joe Biden. I think that they were foolish, naive, and destructive, but I don't hate them. There are a lot of nice people who made a very destructive decision. Nice people often do harm. So, but they hate people who voted for Trump. And the vaccinated, many of them hate people who were not vaccinated. And the amazing thing is that if you are vaccinated, I mean, this is said so often, why do you care? You're protected. We're told the lie, they say it. 99 or 95% of those in hospitals for COVID now are the non-vaccinated. Well, then, if that's the case, why do you care? If you're vaccinated, why do you care if somebody else isn't? If they want to drop dead, let them drop dead. it's almost as if you're acknowledging, if you have hatred for the non-vaccinated, that the vaccine is not nearly as effective as you think it is, or you believe it is, or you want to believe it is. But I think the bigger issue is than health, than being scared, and a lot of people are scared, which is very, very bad. I think the bigger issue is you had the audacity to defy the medical authorities. The country that is built on the beauty of difference of opinion has truly squashed it. Okay, got that out of my system. So there's an issue that I don't know if you're following, but I have been following, and I'm laughing because I just had the sheet here, and this is the bane of my profession of talk show host. You prepare and you prepare, and then where did you put the sheet that you prepared? And in any event, I know it by heart. There is a massive attack, massive, to the extent of a Senate hearing against Facebook, which owns Instagram. It's amazing how much big tech owns. You know, Google owns YouTube. Facebook owns Instagram. It's quite frightening, actually. And Instagram has apparently, I don't use Instagram personally. I don't know why, but I've not found it to be a loss in my life. But I know about this, and there are a lot of pictures put up by girls, and I mean, you know, I don't know what age they are. They're young, obviously. I don't mean 12. Maybe, you know, teens and 20s, and they're sexy pictures, and apparently has a real negative effect on the self-image of many teenage girls. That is the story. And because it does have this negative impact on the self-image of so many teenage girls, there are actually Senate hearings on this issue, on how there should not be, there simply should not be. Here we go. Amazing. These Instagram images. So here, Facebook knows Instagram is toxic. This is Wall Street Journal. Remember, the Wall Street Journal news pages are liberal and the editorial pages are conservative. The editorial pages and the news pages of the Wall Street Journal have nothing in common. Facebook knows Instagram is toxic for teen girls, company documents show. In its own in-depth research shows a significant teen mental health issue that Facebook plays down in public. About a year ago, teenager Anastasia Vlasova started seeing a therapist. She had developed an eating disorder and had a clear idea of what led to it, her time on Instagram. She joined the platform at 13 and eventually was spending 3 hours a day, entranced by the seemingly perfect lives and bodies of the fitness influencers who posted on the app. When I went on Instagram, all I saw were images of chiseled bodies, perfect abs, and women doing 100 burpees. That's a push-up and jump-up, if that's the way to put it, or jumping jack, in 10 minutes. That's amazing, actually. How many people can do that? Huh? I mean, you run every day. Yeah, you couldn't do it. You're in great shape. Maybe Sean could do it, but yes, exactly. So I'm just out of curiosity, how many, what percentage of people on Instagram are doing 100 burpees in 10 minutes? I don't think many. I don't know, but I don't think so. So she's now 18, this girl. 32% of teen girls, researchers said in a March 2020 slide presentation posted on Facebook's internal message board, reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, 32% of teen girls said that when they felt bad about their bodies, Instagram made them feel worse. Among teens who reported suicidal thoughts, 13% of British users and 6% of American users traced the desire to kill themselves to Instagram, one presentation showed. The research that we've seen, CEO Mark Zuckerberg, oh, it doesn't matter. Okay, so he has another, it's irrelevant to comment. All right. So I raised this on a previous occasion, but now I would like to get your feedback. So I've thought about this, and I mentioned it was actually the topic of my next fireside chat. First of all, there are so many first of alls. I don't know which first of all to begin. How about this? Maybe parents should monitor whether their teenage daughter is on the phone, is watching stuff for 3 hours. 3 hours, and ask them what they're watching. So that's one possibility. A second is, what is the lesson to be learned by a girl who sees what she thinks are better bodies than hers? So what is the lesson? I feel terrible about myself. I have a very bad body self-image. Okay. So what is the lesson that a parent who loves this girl should derive from that fact? So here is a suggestion. That will happen to you, my darling daughter, all of life. All of life consists of people seeing people whom they think have something better than they do. In your case, it's a body. But as people get older, it is almost infinite, where people will observe people whom they know or think have something better. There are people who will have better incomes. Will you have a bad self-image to the point even perhaps of self-destructive behavior? People will have better marriages. What will you do about that? End your marriage? There are people who have better children. What will you do about that? There are people who have better homes. What will you do about that? Maybe this is a preparation for life. My darling daughter, this is what life consists of. People will always be there who have something better. 1-8-PRAGER-777. Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries aren't cheap. An average of $70,000 a year. Bambee, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small businesses. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. It's a lot less than $70,000 a year. With Bambee, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. No hidden fees. Cancel anytime. Let Bambee help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambee, Bambee.com/Prager to schedule your first free HR audit. That's Bambee.com/Prager. Spelled BAMBEE.com/Prager. Hello, everybody. 1-8-PRAGER-776. So it's really something. This that there is a Senate hearing, that there are too many beautiful girls posing on Instagram. This is worthy of a Senate hearing, because other girls. It exacerbates their self-image. It's toxic. That's the word. That, by the way, this proved to me the Wall Street Journal news pages are just as left-wing as the New York Times. Well, you don't think it's that bad? Okay, fine. Okay, good. I'm glad to say. I'm happy that you caught me. Not as bad.
But it's
getting worse. Okay, fair enough. Toxic. Isn't that great? It's toxic. Sexy women pictures are toxic. So instead of living with the inherent challenges of life, you're a male, there are more successful males than you, and there will always be. You're a woman, there will be more beautiful women than you, and there will always be. If you allow that to crush your life, that is your problem. That is not the U.S. Senate's problem. Maybe don't put pictures up of women with baby strollers. You know how many women want babies, and then they see these pictures and feel awful? I'm not, and this is not, this actually I'm saying with great sympathy. So why isn't that toxic? And many of them can do less about having a baby than a lot of girls can do about their bodies. Not everybody can have a perfect body. But there is no arena in life where there aren't people who are better than you or me. It doesn't exist. My entire career, I was on the same time as Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh had way more stations than I did. It didn't bother me one day of my life. It wasn't toxic. I did my best, and I had my own very large audience, and that is the way it goes. I mean, I'm giving you that example because it's a very valid example. There was somebody doing better than me in some arena. In my arena, for that matter. The infantilizing of already infantilized young people is staggering. Staggering. The feminist movement lie, among its many enormous lies, was we make strong women. Never have women been weaker, ever, in American history than the post-feminism America. It has made women weaker. This is a perfect example. Oh, my poor thing, you have a bad self-image of your body. First of all, parents should tell their daughters they're beautiful, period. Okay? That's just, it's a given. But a lot of parents won't tell their daughters they're beautiful. They'll tell them they're smart because they don't want to emphasize in any way their beauty. Then when they see beautiful girls and they feel terrible and the parents didn't even tell them that they're beautiful, they get very angry at Instagram, which I can't stand, but I'm not angry at it for this. Tell me an arena where there isn't somebody doing better than you. You can't name one. Well, maybe that's not true. If you have a spectacular marriage, you may not be able to name a better marriage. Okay. But vast numbers of people do think that there are some others who have a better marriage, or a better husband, or a better wife, or better kids, or better parents, or a better house, better car, better vacations, better vacation house. This is all part of the sick, sick weakening of the spirit leftism that pervades our country. These were Democratic senators. I don't know, you know, did any Republicans take part in this particular hearing? Do you know? I don't know. I'd be very curious. What is Instagram supposed to do? Ban pictures of girls in swimsuits? What is Instagram supposed to do? That's the next phase, by the way. Well, if it's toxic, let's ban it. Well, I do believe this is a left-right divide, liberal-conservative divide. I do. I think most conservatives who have daughters will either be stricter on how many hours their daughter can be on Instagram, or say, look, I'm sorry that you feel this poor self-image. I think you're beautiful, but let me just explain to you, that is the way life works. So the earlier you deal with the fact that you will always meet people or see people or imagine people having something better, the number of times is infinite in life. But there is no wisdom any longer. And of course, the anti-wisdom movement is the left. So this wisdom that I just imparted is not imparted to young people. You're a victim, poor thing, because there are pictures up of girls who you think are prettier than you. Wow. Poor you. Prager 776. Tampa, Florida, and Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Yes, it's okay. It's Gary.
It's what?
You there? It's Gary.
Gary? Oh, man, that's a rare boo-boo. I'm sorry. I got to put the screener in the punishment room. I'm so sorry.
All right, here we go. You are going to learn to be more professional. That's what you're going to do.
Just want to say it hurts me more than the screener when that happens, just for the record. I don't do the actual punishing, but the very sound effects are painful. All right, we'll be back in a moment. You are listening to the Dennis Prager Show, and we'll go to Gary in Tampa. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you about an interesting supplement that has made a big deal in my life. I had the pins and needles feeling in my feet. I've had it for about 25 years. It got quite intense, so among the things I did is I had inserts put in, which helped because it lifted the bone from the nerve. And I threw away the inserts last year after I started taking Nerve Renew. I read about Nerve Renew on the internet, and so I tried it out. And amazingly, after about a year, it doesn't happen overnight, I got rid of the inserts I had worn for 10 years. It's minimal, the pins and needles effect that I have. I'd like you to try it out. Go to NerveRenew.com. They offer a two-week trial of their product and a one-year money-back guarantee at NerveRenew.com or your two-week trial now. I asked them to advertise. That's how effective I think the product is. NerveRenew.com. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager. Going to Gary in Tampa, Florida. Hi, Gary. 1 minute. Okay. Hi, Gary.
How you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller. And
great.
I appreciate what you do and how many people you're reaching, and I think it helps a lot of people. And I'd listen to talk radio over music any day, and that's pretty much what I listen to all the time. But I appreciate everything you do. So
thank you for saying all that.
Yeah, well, it's true. So hopefully more people realize it and tune in. So anyway, I'm 50 years old, and I don't know. My problem is I'm finding out, people tell me all the time all my life I'm good looking or whatever, but 10 years I haven't even had a date, and my thing is shyness. I think a lot of maybe these women too, go out there and try to, and say something that they normally wouldn't say, approach somebody they normally wouldn't, and see what happens, because I think they'd be, pleasantly surprised.
So you, why I don't, wait, I don't understand why you haven't had a date in 10 years. First of all, are you divorced?
No, I've never been married.
So
only dated, I've had two relationships my whole life. When I was younger, people, all before I was, 35 before that. And then, I've just been working and I don't know. I meet women all the time and, I say hi, but it's just odd that I feel like I have to know them before I can ask them out, like know something about them. I don't go, based on looks, and that's the thing. I think it's a problem with a lot of people, that just is unspoken, that they don't know we're not taught that in school. We're not taught, how to approach. And
if you want to know, if you want to know a woman before you, go out on a first date, then you should be on the internet. You could correspond via email or Zoom or whatever, get to know her.
That's
and then,
how I met the last two. That's how I met the two that before.
Okay,
but,
so
it changed. I'd say it changed though. I was AOL Guy of the Month when AOL was free. They had the free ads. They picked me, and I was
all right. But what, don't talk about the past. Why aren't you doing it now?
Because it's not the same on the internet. It's like some of these sites they go to, there's women that are up there that are up there for months and they're fake. They're put up there on purpose.
All right, but you find out that they're not fake by corresponding for a while. Look, you should be married. I'm a big fan of the greatest book ever written, the Bible, and the first thing God says about the human being is not good for man to be alone. I subscribe to that. All right. Anyway, thank you for listening and calling. The subject, my friends, is not that. We went astray a bit on that call because he called to say that he, like every man, has issues with other men being, let's say, more successful. I'm talking about this. I find this just another example of the horrible job people do in the raising of children, the society and parents. My daughter has a bad self-image about her body because of Instagram photos of girls with great bodies. So let's get rid of the Instagram pictures. Instead of let's deal with the issue of the human condition that you will always think others have something better. And the reason is, there always will be. No, you're a victim, my dear daughter. You're a victim of pictures on the internet. It's really something. Okay, let's see here. Aaron in Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon, wow. I think of Portland, Oregon, and I think, God, is that a toxic city? Talk about toxicity. Anyway, go ahead. Hi.
Hi, Dennis. Portland is a tough place to live these days, especially for people that are conservative. Having said that, my wife and I have a 13-year-old daughter, and we've just simply made the decision to keep her off of Instagram until she's a little older. She's a freshman in high school, and part of the reason we've done that is we do think that Instagram can foster negative perceptions of body image and other things. So I guess I'm not quite as upset that the Senate is discussing it. I actually think more parents need attention drawn to this, and that they should focus a little bit more attention on it with in terms of how their kids are accessing media. And Instagram, in my view, can be problematic in that regard.
I couldn't agree with you more. I said that. I that was my first thing, because the article begins with a girl who spent 3 hours a day on it. Well, where are the parents?
Right.
Where are the parents? But the reason I don't want Senate hearings is what it means they'll move, or they may well move, to banning it, which I assume you would not be for, because you called yourself conservative.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point. They may move that direction. I do think there are some social implications for the use of social media that are new to the country, new to our society.
Yes. No, but it's not new that girls think other girls look better than them.
The Dennis Prager Show.
There's a reason Gun Owners of America is known as the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. From lobbying in the halls of Congress and the executive branch to battling in the courts, wherever your Second Amendment rights are being infringed, GOA and their grassroots army are there. GOA has never compromised on the Second Amendment in its 45-year history. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. GOA has a special offer for my listeners and a free gift. It's up to us to protect the Second Amendment. Please visit gunowners.org, gunowners.org/Prager, to join in this important battle for liberty. That's gunowners.org/Prager. What do I have an appeal out for? A correction theme, right? When I correct a misstatement that I made. Okay, y'all. I'm talking about this notion. It's really important. It transcends the issue of just Instagram or just body image or just the issue of raising girls. It goes to the issue of, do you prepare your child for life? What we have is since World War II, life has been for most Americans so good that they sort of invent issues to obsess over. The oppression of women. Oh, my God. Any woman who thinks she's oppressed in the United States is a spoiled brat. Oppressed. Girls come up to the microphone at speeches that I give at the universities and tell me they're oppressed. They told the wrong guy. They're oppressed. Parents are spending $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year. They're in this luxurious dorm room. They're not working. They're being coddled in every possible way, and they're oppressed. They're the majority of students at their college, because boys are fading away from college. That's a theme we need to deal with. That's a very big deal. I'm not saying it's even bad. Colleges are such wastelands. Maybe men will be better. There might be a silver lining to it. The feminization of the universities, in any event, makes it a place guys don't want to go to. You want to learn that you're an a-hole because you're a male? Go to college. Get a degree in self-laceration. All right. Where is the... here we go. Marie. Torrance, California. Hi, Marie.
Hey, Dennis. I wanted to say I was a teenager in the 1980s, and we did not have all of this online stuff. What we had was Cosmo, Vogue, teen magazines. We were doing grapefruit diets and cabbage soup diets. I was chunky in junior high and high school, and as soon as I started seeing boys that were busy staring at the skinnier girls, they were wearing makeup, that's what then I needed to do. It got me working out and whatever. But this never ends. We know men are attracted to attractive women, and it gives you more self-confidence. And we also do it because we're also trying to make, frankly, other women jealous as well, that they think we're more attractive. But of this, if there's a higher suicide rate now, then it has to do with the fathers are not around. The mothers are busy, obsessed with themselves. They're not raising responsible kids. They're shoving their kids into daycare right away. My advice for fathers, give your daughters flowers. Give them Valentine's Day presents. Open doors for them. They need to teach their daughters expectations of how men should be treating them.
Where'd you get all your wisdom?
Partially from listening to you, having conservative parents.
Are you married?
Again. I have a long, 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 long-term boyfriend. I didn't do a great job in picking guys and stuff, but we've been together a long time.
Well, let me say this. If there were a nuclear war, I'd want you in my bunker.
And likewise. Thank you.
Likewise. What a great answer. Terrific. Is she terrific? Marie, she was chunky. So there's a great, that's everything she said is true. Everything. I know this is going to sound corny, and I'll live with it. Truth is like a beautiful waterfall. That's my imagery. I mean, doesn't it seem beautiful to stand under a waterfall that isn't too strong? On a beautiful day, the water is warm but not hot. It's just it like washes over you in a wonderful feeling. That was my reaction to Marie's call. So she was chunky and saw all these women in the pictures, which preceded Instagram. Nobody had phones, smartphones. It didn't exist. Nobody even imagined it. And the same exact thing took place. So she had a choice. I'm paraphrasing Marie. She could lapse into self-pity, or she could work on her body. She decided the latter. Okay? Not even if you work on your body, not every girl will be as beautiful as some models or some actresses. That is exactly correct. Okay? And no matter how much a guy works, he will not be as wealthy as successful as guys who make more than he does. Does that preclude a happy life? Wow. And she's so right about the fathers. Girls' self-image is so dependent upon a father. But a lot of fathers are gone. Because to begin with, a lot of women are not married to the man who impregnated her. Or gone for some other reason. And a lot of fathers are not doing their job in the way they raise girls.
Finish your whiskey or beer.
I'm going to summarize some of your calls so better than avoiding all of them. Please stay on, otherwise I can't read what you want to say. You have control over what I see, believe it or not. You hang up, you're gone. So please don't hang up. This has been so important, and I don't know anybody else who's covering this issue the way I am. This is not a brag. This is a lament. I believe to the extent that anybody is covering it in the media, it is overwhelmingly, oh, my God, is this toxic? Oh, my God, the self-image of girls, the body self-image. I have to do something about these Instagram images. You have to do something about raising girls to be strong. And dads need to tell their daughters that they're beautiful. But so many are afraid to because, oh, well, she's, you know, you don't want to emphasize physical looks. You want to emphasize brains. and academic achievement and athletic achievement. And then the same people who say that lament the body self-image. Well, if you don't give, you don't help give the girl a good self-image, there's going to be a lot of bad self-image on the issue. But the biggest lesson is, this is the way life works. There will always be, for everyone, somebody who has something better than they do. Always. Always. There will be a better athlete. There will be a smarter person. There will be a richer person. There will be a person with better kids. There will be a person with a better wife, better husband. In almost every case in life, that is the way it works. It's called growing up. Sandy in Deansboro, New York. Young people like all of us need to start a gratitude journal rather than focus on what we don't have. That is right, Sandy, a gratitude journal. I love the idea. And some parents do that with their kids. Sharon, Chicago, was born in a family of nine, never felt envy or jealousy in life, perhaps due to having many siblings. Interesting. Jennifer, Malvern, Pennsylvania, has a preteen daughter, put her in a private school that limits social media. Good. That's good. Stanley in L.A., Instagram does not cause anxiety but exacerbates existing anxiety. That's right. And I'm giving ideas on how to deal with it. That's correct. All right. And in Washington, Will, Tampa, Michelle in L.A., Hayam, I'm sorry that that I didn't get to even your summaries. I hope this has made an impact if you have a daughter. We continue.